2018 may prove to be the year that Tennessee began to turn the corner in the crisis of drug-dependent babies. Preliminary figures on the number of cases show they're down roughly 10%, the first meaningful drop since the state started keeping track. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports a philosophical change could be leading to the turnaround.
Looking across the state, East Tennessee has had a much bigger problem with neonatal abstinence syndrome, called NAS, and with opioids more broadly. The region has also seen this year's greatest drop in newborns who ended up going through painful withdrawals. Dr. Morgan McDonald oversees family health for the state of Tennessee. She says some obstetricians have resorted to unconventional methods.
I will say that there are more changes in treatment around NAS in the east and northeast part of the state. And so there is more of an emphasis in some practices in allowing women to even detox off of opioids during pregnancy.
Currently, the recommendation is to put mothers on special opioids that help keep them stable, though that medication still can result in withdrawals for the baby. But Craig Towers of UT Medical Center's high-risk pregnancy team is leading a rethinking of the standard treatment, publishing research to make his case. He acknowledges there's a higher risk of overdose if a pregnant woman tries total detox and fails, but he describes the benefits for the baby.
And that's what I tell the mother, that detoxing is definitely a risk to you. But staying on the opiates and delivering a baby that suffers withdrawal is not completely harmless for the baby.
Towers says he's already delivered 180 babies this year to mothers who got off drugs entirely. His caseload alone could be making all the difference in the statewide decrease, though health officials also credit new emphasis on providing birth control to women on opioids and doctors avoiding overdiagnosis of the condition. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.